both stand paralyzed with shame, and the only thing that they can think of is to run in their panic.
It adds further to their humiliation.
Let us get down to the crux of the story. Do not let your heart refuse to admit it. You still remember the thrill you felt from the last kiss. This is the end of romance and the beginning of love. Do you understand that Gordy and Renee were both too young when they got married? They'd just gotten home from work. Somehow I found a taxi and mumbled the name of the hospital to the driver. Please don't turn me off.
This is the end of romance and the beginning of love for Gordy and Renee. Renee says, "My God, Gordy, the air is alive." Gordy says, "Stand back, I'll handle this," he says, bravely brandishing something. Why, it's alive with confetti, says Renee, just like our wedding, she says, and they skip happily off. But that's a different story. In this story, sadness, like an empty sky, fills their hearts. They are unable to stand the bright lights and laughter at the restaurant. And they wander back to the waiting room where their hearts wrench them explosively alive. I am in a buying mood, one of the thousands of smart men and women in all walks of life. You can send her the rest of the stuff with pleasure. The question of money is not involved. In the last shot, we have Renee, who has those kind of eyes which are soft and yielding. And she is looking out of the sides of them. The background is red. Gordy is in the middle of a group of young girls. He is wearing a light purple check coat and matching turtleneck. Gordy's last act as an investment counselor is to offer a Hollywood dream trip and an opportunity for motion picture and TV stardom to his girl, Renee. Her only answer is, "Gordy, please don't put me down."
Bulung ale mar kona botong and a new day, as innocent as the next, will appear on your horizon.
Thank you. Thank you. précarité, les vibrations de la communauté. CKUT FM 90.3.
DJ Timmy Richardson on Utopia's Paradise, CKUT 90.3 FM.